Hello, church. It is my pleasure to come to you via video. And I must say that it has been a wonderful summer having been with so many of you in person. In May, I was able to be with leaders and members in Australia and Fiji. Then in June, July, and August, I was with U.S. leaders and members in Cincinnati, Ohio, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, and Hawthorne, California for our U.S. regional gatherings. And as I am recording this message, I will be going to a large gathering and celebration in Ghana, Africa. Videos are helpful, but there is nothing as good as being in person. So, why do we gather? I have five key points to answer this question. The number one reason is to worship our triune God, to raise our collective voices in song, to be washed over by the reading of God's Word, to hear the inspiring messages that the appointed speakers bring. My mind goes to the doxology that we often close our services. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above, ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen. The second reason is the family reunion. Isn't it a blessing to pick up on old relationships? It's like time and distance have no effect as we pick up with the people we love. And then the openness to new friendships and welcoming others into the GCI circle. We are GCI. Point three, we need fellowship. We need it for joy and laughter. We also need it for lament and tears. The Bible instructs us to rejoice with those who are rejoicing and to grieve with those who are grieving. And notice this, even ministers need to receive ministering. At our gatherings this summer, I witnessed participants praying over pastors and the body of Christ being the body of Christ. It was a beautiful expression that really moved me. Point four is to be centered on what the triune God is doing with us individually and collectively. We all need to hear from the Lord. And yes, He whispers to us in our prayer closets, but I believe that He speaks boldly to us when we gather as the church body. Then, as we collectively experience worship, fellowship, and messages, we find uniting themes that join us more closely. I also believe that there will be a handful of special nuggets, new understanding or transformative experience for each participant. Always listen for and be open to mining for those nuggets. The final point is to return home, renewed and rededicated. Our triune God gathers His people and then He sends His people. We are to be like salt and light, light that is pure and clear, always pointing and guiding to Jesus. Salt as a seasoning and a preserving agent. In other words, living as kingdom citizens pointing toward the eternal kingdom of God. I think Psalm 133 encapsulates these five points that I have shared. I will end with this passage. Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious oil upon the head running down on the beard of Aaron, running down on the edge of his garments. It is like the dew of Hermon descending upon the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord commanded the blessing, life forevermore. You notice that? Behold, how good and how pleasant it is. Pleasing to us, but it is especially pleasing to God as we come together. Life forevermore. This is what we're created for. Life forevermore with our triune God. I am Greg Williams, speaking about the life of the church.